Hello and welcome to the 42nd Planet Destiny podcast. We have our normal group of people here. We got Tefty, we got Briar, we got Pope. It feels like I'm saying that a lot. We got an awesome guest here. This is the first time appearing on an official Planet Destiny podcast. I know you and I did a little thing at one point together. We had a little fling, a little one-night stand in California.
Interesting. Yeah. Tell me about this.
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name's Hovey, or KJ Hovey. It's about it.
It's about it.
The sniper.
So
the legend.
Everyone in the comments, man, Holtzman's such a good sniper. And then I'm always like, KJ Hovey's better. He's way better. And then there's always that other guy that comes in and goes, you know, KJ Hovey is better. I'm like, yeah, I didn't have to say it.
I don't know if I'm better.
No, you're better.
No, Hovey. Every time I'm doing a stream and I'm using a sniper, they're like, you know, Hovey's better than you. I'm like, yeah, I know that. Thank you.
You are the baseline of skill that people judge everything on. You're sniping. Everyone's like, become legend in Destiny. And it's like, no, you need to try to become Hovey. That's the minimum bar for being a legendary sniper.
That's true.
I'm sorry, guys, but it's going to be a pretty PvP-heavy podcast today. It's called Trials of Osiris.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I am excited to see that come back in tomorrow, or, you know, by the time this podcast goes out, it will already be. I think Trials will have already come out.
Yep, unless you get it out before 10 o'clock in the morning.
10 a.m. Pacific. Yeah, that's probably not going to happen.
Come on, you can do it, Patrick.
Oh, I mean, I can do it. It's just, you know, the uploading the 25 gigabyte video file to YouTube can't do it
that
quickly.
That's a meaty file.
That is a big file.
Blaming it on YouTube.
It's a massive file. Mm-hmm. And like, I think that's only at like 720p. Jeez. I think it's up to 32 gigs if we do a 1080p video file for the background footage.
I think we should really step up our game and get to 4K.
Yeah.
4K, okay.
4K news podcast.
Yeah. You know, please tell
what we need to do is
to make the Destiny stream at 4K, and then we'll probably have to tell Elgato to be able to make a capture card that can capture
just
it at 4K.
It. We're good.
Oh,
just
yeah. It'll
only take like 8 hours to render out.
No big deal. No big deal.
Everyone probably wants to know, what are you going to be using?
Everyone keeps asking me that. Probably pulse rifle and sniper.
Well, I think the other like specific thing would be, what are you going to do to combat all those sunbreakers?
Probably run. Or just
what class are you going to be? Are you going to be a sunbreaker?
A sun singer.
Classic Hovey.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can die twice to him by self-rising.
Right.
Your son's singer. Have you tried using Tlolak at all?
Yeah, it's really good.
All right.
I love that weapon.
It's pretty strong.
What is that? I mean, I know what that is, but if we're going to be like talking about it, what is it?
How do you say it? Is it Tlolak?
I call it Tlolak.
Is it? Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's probably
but
not
he's
how
from
you
the
say
south,
it.
So
yeah.
I'm going to say Tlolak.
I've been wondering just to be different.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Tlolak.
Sounds like Layla. Tlolak.
It's a
Layla.
It's a warlock exclusive primary, right?
Yeah, it's the exotic scout rifle that you get from the gunsmith rank 3.
Rank 3 gunsmith quest.
Yeah.
A studious little
it's a good
warlock.
Gun. it basically turns it into basically if you have your super up and you're using this gun, you go from a Vision of Confluence style scout to a Mita multi-tool style scout with a Vision of Confluence damage. It's really good at doing damage, but only when you actually have, you know, your super up and everything.
Yeah, I like the thought of it with Sunsinger so much because when I do trials, you know, half the time I don't even use my super. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does seem well suited to be in a Sunsinger.
Well, also, you've been a champion of the Mita multi-tool. So this is like sort of replacement. You don't have the speed, but you at least have some of the bullet essence of the Mita multi-tool with it.
You can like use a pulse rifle too for the most part, and then once your super's up, switch to Tlolak, and it'll be one of the best primaries in the game when you have your super up.
Yeah, I kind of feel dirty doing that though.
You know what else feels dirty?
But
being a sunbreaker.
Sunbreakers.
Some man.
Ah, yes. finally Titans get their what they deserve.
Well, I mean, my personal strategy when fighting a Sunbreaker, I know we in the comments people are like, you guys just complain about Sunbreakers
all
the time.
I've not complained about Sunbreakers once on this podcast. Just saying.
That's because you are a Titan.
There are very viable strategies. There's very viable strategies for killing them. All of my strategies for killing them involve me popping a 3 of coins beforehand. Yep. Because on the off chance that I kill one, I want to get an exotic engram off of them.
That's not a bad idea for PvP, you know, exotic engram drops. Just, you know, if you can kill a character in their super,
it's at least a Titan. If you can kill a super, Sunbreaker.
Yeah. If you can kill a Sunbreaker in their super, then with no other damage being given by anybody else, you should get an exotic engram. Just saying.
I like it. Bungie.
Yeah.
Do it.
Make it happen.
Make it happen. Do stuff.
You know, we had a few times that we got to dual stream some trials, and they were awesome. And it's going to be very different now with these other supers. You know, I want to know, what do you think the finer dynamics are going to change, if you can forecast it at all?
I mean, I'm looking forward not to complaining about Thorn all the time. That's for sure.
Oh, yes.
But I think there's going to be more gun battles, but at the same time, I think snipers are going to dominate even more, which kind of... Because the time to kill is kind of lower, and like a pulse rifle, you can kind of react faster. If you get two tapped by Thorn, you're just like, well, shit out of luck. You can't really do anything.
Did you say snipers you think are going to be better, or just like the gameplay in general is going to be better because of the lack of Thorn?
Snipers are going to be more dominant, is what I'm really getting at. Huh. And they already were dominant in trials, so it'll be interesting.
I think that's just part of the game mode itself. You want to try to, you know, kill people as quickly as possible, and a sniper round to the head is generally a good way of doing that.
You know, revive snipe is so important.
Because pulse rifles are a thing now, like, they are the thing as a primary, most snipers are going to have difficulty, like, going up against people that are using primary pulse rifles, because flinching with a pulse rifle now, for some reason, just feels really off to me. Like, it's very hard to counter-snipe someone that's using a pulse rifle.
I always think it's harder to hit someone using Messenger, but luckily they won't be able to use that, so...
I'm sure there's going to be some people that will still try to
use it. Cling on to it.
I'm going to try Nolan Beyond. Very first game, I'm going to put Nolan Beyond on. I'm going to see if it works.
Run dub snipe.
To see if it can still one bang.
I'm sure it can. You ran it in Iron Banner, right?
Yeah, but isn't the light level different? I was wondering if that would mess
with it. The scaling. I think Derek put out a tweet that the scaling is the exact same as Iron Banner. So
it
might be worth looking
into. What was the crit on
the
Iron Banner?
I was like only 283 light. When I could have been higher, and I think it was getting like 199 or something like that. So higher armor people, it wouldn't one shot, but most of them, it was good. It'd be a fun challenge mode just to do. No Ambient sidearm.
Yeah.
Have you been using sidearms much? Because I saw an angry tweet, or not an angry tweet, but just like a, Hovio, why don't you use a sniper? Why aren't you using a sidearm? And that was like from your chat.
Oh, I've been using a lot of sidearms. The Iron, there's a lot of good ones. The Iron Wreath is really good. Havoc Pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
Conviction's really good. And they have the same stats, but I swear they're not
they feel different, like, don't they?
Exact
basically,
same.
Basically, the stats on sidearms only vary by 3, across all of them.
But I feel like some fire quicker somehow.
Because
like, I don't really understand.
Havoc Pigeon is in... The stats, even on the Bungie's website, the ones we pulled directly from the API, are not correct. That's as simple as it is. The stats aren't correct on them. So Havoc Pigeon is in like a higher impact class, I think. It fires ever so slightly slower from what I remember.
That would make sense, because I always felt like Conviction was quicker, but not as strong.
Not as strong. Which role did you get on your Iron Wreath?
I had 2 of them. I got the vendor one. The other one had feeding. Is it Killing Frenzy or Feeding Frenzy? Were you Feeding Frenzy, Zen Moment, and the Pended Magazine? So it has 18 shots, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So I do want to address this because both you and I have used Iron Wreath in in both states that the community has actually seen it in. Is it still OP as it was at E3 and the Red Bull event?
Not even close, man. Back then, it was like you could 4-shot across the map.
It was last word with current pulse rifle range, pretty much. I think we all saw that, like Triple Rec, MTash, you and I, like we looked at each other, we're like, wait, okay, this just has to be because it's an E3 build. They're not going to let in a sniper
with this, are they? And they let in a sniper with
I don't really see too many people in the Crucible using it, though.
I don't see as many either, because, I mean, it was an Arms Day weapon, mm-hmm. and I think it was like... it was the rank one role, but still not a lot of people were, you know, about Arms Day yet, mm-hmm. and it was still early on, so a lot of people didn't get
it. Do you think it's a population thing, that as time goes by and people get more drops, it's going to be prevalent, high impact, luck in the chamber snipers are going to become... like the norm that you see all the time?
I don't think it'll be nearly as bad as Efferdeed's Spear was, but I mean, you kind of saw that, right? Spear, not many people did it. And even back in the, back when the game first came out, there was the Gozen Sea that could do it, and not very many people did it. And then eventually, the time went on, everybody was doing it for a while.
Spear, it's like people got it that first time, and like a few people were doing it, and you started to hear rumblings. But then it wasn't until the second time that gun got offered that everybody just jumped on that thing because they'd heard about it, but they didn't pick it up during the first Iron Banner that it was available. And then it just, I mean, it was everywhere after that.
Also, reforging was a thing. So you could get one and then reforge it.
But that was popular before reforging.
Yes, it was. But then it got amplified by reforging as well.
Yeah, it seemed like for a while, every other match, you would just hear people shooting off two rounds in the background.
I remember Pope, like playing with Pope. I hated playing with you because you'd rage so hard at the final round snipers every time.
You know, there's just two different camps of people, and this is part of the way I play the game, and that's what's beautiful about this game is that you can take it and go and play however you want to play it. It bothers me when people use sort of cheap strategies, even though I know that there's one available. I'll choose not to use it because Is Destiny going to be a competitive game? And I think that there's a lot of aspects in this game that make it not competitive. And I think those are the things that I tend to rage against, to be honest with you. When you kind of sum it all up, if it's not a competitive aspect of the game, it usually frustrates the hell out of me. I have no problem. I guess, to be honest with you, I would have no problem with any of this stuff if there was a general population playlist and we were given ranked playlists. Yes. Simply put, if I was a place for me to go where I could go play and just, I was like in Call of Duty, I would play, you know, hardcore search and destroy. That's where I like to be because I like to get, you know, my group of friends together, practice the maps and get good at, controlling an area and then competing for a win. And I know there's not a lot of people out there, you know, there's a lot of people out there that just want to hang out and laugh and have fun and throw their supers down and get like, you know, space magic kills and stuff. Oh, isn't that awesome? So for them, there should be a, you know, there should be a piece of this game where there is a place for them to be mm-hmm. and have fun. And that's great. Having fun for me is being competitive.
I would really like a new thing called customs. Yes. That would
kind
be
revolutionary.
Fun.
So it's not really Destiny news, but this game called Halo 5 did recently come out.
Yep. It's a refreshing reminder of what it feels like to play with less aim assist and also a pretty balanced multiplayer, 4v4 multiplayer. Arena is a different subject.
There's a lot of good players in Halo.
Yeah, yeah, the skill cap is very high in Halo, and I think a lot of those players continued to hang out even after the Master Chief Collection had such problems, just awful problems. But I think that the hardcore population remained. And so going in there, if you get matched up against those people, they wreck you. They will just bend you over.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts, Toby? Yeah, I know you've been playing it too. So
I think it's a lot of fun. I don't know if it's going to get to the competitive level that Halo mm-hmm. 2 was at, but it's only been 2 days out, so who knows, really. Yeah.
No, I want rash judgments that have been... I need it now.
That's how the internet is. It's like some people are like, this is the worst Halo I've played, and other people are like, this is going to be the best Halo
ever.
Well,
if you want something to fall apart about, I mean, like, it is disappointing not having true 1080p. I will say that. Some of the multiplayer maps that load up and you don't see a crystal clear 1080p signal, it's a little bit like, oh, God, like, this is...
But it's running at 60 frames per second.
Yeah, it's running at a liquid 60 frames per second, and it does not stutter. It's amazing.
I
like that, but at the same time, when I go from 60 FPS to Destiny, it's rough. My eyes just die.
I've been playing a lot of Metal Gear Solid 5, and it's at 1080p, 60 frames per second on the PS4. It's great,
Like, I like being able to capture footage and play around with that at 60 frames per second, but then suddenly going back to Destiny, I'm like, wait, mm-hmm. what?
It's very disjointed.
I'm missing half of my frames. Yeah. What's going on?
If you guys could choose, like, between, like, a higher graphical fidelity in Destiny 2 or 60 frames per second, but you keep kind of how the game looks now, what would you go for?
Higher frame rate.
If it looked like this.
I think everybody would do that, right? Like,
I'm weird about that because I played a lot of Halo 2 and Halo 3, so I'm really used to the 30 FPS, and that kind of just seems like good to me. I know it's not technically, I know 60 FPS is better, but I guess, I don't know. It's kind of a weird topic.
Yeah,
for me.
I feel you on that, Hobie, actually. It is, like, I'm enjoying the 60 frames per second, but it is a little weird playing Halo in that, and I think that's maybe one of the reasons why I didn't really play the Master Chief Collection that much, because 60 did just felt a little weird. It was like I played these games in 30.
That's another thing, though. I do feel like Halo 5 does it better, just because I feel like since Halo 2 and Halo 3 were made to be 30 FPS, it felt really messed up being in 60, but Halo 5 does feel better. Yeah,
for sure.
For the 60.
But the aim assist. The aim assist is a huge factor right there. It is so reduced in comparison to Destiny. And that's something that just it takes time to get used to.
So back to Destiny.
Got the festival.
We do
Halloweeny.
We had the Halloween. We had the Halloween festival.
Well, let me throw this out there that I'm really impressed that nobody data mined it.
Yeah, right. had no idea it was coming. All of a sudden, was it 1 o'clock on Tuesday? It just popped up. Was it Monday? I can't even remember what day it was.
I think what we did notice was that there were a bunch of other classified files that got added to the game
that day. When festival?
Not that day, but I think the week beforehand. Okay. At some point, a bunch of new files were added, and we were like, huh.
From last Halloween, where they gave us some
jack-o-lights?
Like three jack-o-light heads?
Those things are dropping like crazy now.
the great thing about it is that how kind of, not immersive, but how cool it was thought out. It was just, you got a consumable, you've got like a quest type environment, you know, and it has nothing to do with anything other than just having fun. And I guess it kind of took the spirit of the day, and I really felt like they nailed it, to be honest with you.
It's fun to run around, do your trick-or-treating, see all the characters at the tower with different masks on. I laughed out loud when I saw the speaker. I laughed out loud when I saw Cade 6 with the Eris Morn mask. I actually laughed out loud when I got raisins from Eris Morn. I thought that was hilarious. Yeah.
Have you guys stayed by Eris?
No.
You need to go stand by her. I'm not going to spoil what she says, but just stand by her for a while. She has a lot of really funny dialogue.
Nice. Okay.
Also, the voice actress for Eris, Morla, is apparently also going to be giving out raisins this Halloween.
That's so amazing.
She is Eris true and true.
Oh, that's cool.
Did you guys see the tweet that IGN said, what's your favorite candy for Halloween? And Bungie tweeted to them raisins.
That's awesome.
That's great.
I got one concern about this, and it's that is this what we can expect for DLC? As far as, like, you know, we had a big conversation a few weeks ago on this podcast about what is all this cosmetic stuff that we're buying from the Everest Trading Company paying for. And you guys pretty much had me convinced that we're going to see Tess Everest paying for future DLC. But now I'm starting to pull back from what you guys convinced me before. Now I'm starting to think this is what we're going to see Tess Everest paying for.
I don't think we've seen the full extent. Mm-hmm. Of what it could be. I definitely think that this is in line with what we could see, but I think there's more.
Well, I'm worried about is that most of the community at this point thinks that we're not going to get paid DLCs in year two, right? I think that's, I don't think Bungie has come out and said that, but that's what the community feels at this point, is that we're not going to see paid DLCs this year. What we're going to see is kind of smaller releases throughout the year. And if this was cool, like, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like,
this is the type of just normal event that we would see in WoW. There, I think it's called All Hallows Eve in WoW. And, it was pretty much like this. We had candies that you could buy that would do special little things, make you run a little bit faster, make you just do a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. If you eat a bunch of them, your character vomits everywhere.
And then there was also like a mask that you could wear that were like, you know, I'm a human, but I'm going to wear an orc mask and stuff like that.
WoW's still on like the big release schedule, right? Like once a year or once every 2 years, they release a big
a big paid DLC. But then again, you know, you're also paying per month. Mm-hmm. They have other microtransactions and stuff. But I'm just saying, like, the level event that this was, I'm used to seeing it.
Okay, well, yeah, but for Destiny though, is this what we're gonna see for year two?
So, Brian,
are we gonna get a new raid? Are we gonna get a new story? You know, or are we just gonna see a bunch of small stuff like this?
But Brian, you have to think about this. Taken King came out like just over a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that they're gonna give you a giant DLC like meal.
No, I absolutely don't expect it. I don't expect a new raid in November, right? Like, right. Absolutely not.
And so,
I'm just curious to see.
So you have to think, you know, about like what we're getting right now with this Festival of the Lost is a month and like a week after the game's been released, or I guess maybe a little bit more.
I mean, I can pretty much guarantee you this was already.
Oh, developed. Absolutely,
I mean,
it had to be
a lot of the. Yeah, I mean, I don't know when the last time they had all the voice actors come in, but a lot of the voice actors have new lines as
right,
well.
Yeah.
So this it's been in development for a long time.
I mean, I doubt that they would actually reuse this event for next year because. Yeah,
I think they'll add to it because I mean that's what happens in WoW.
Oh, okay.
Is yeah, basically the event, the original All Hallows Eve was pretty basic. Nothing really happened. You could go around and trick or treat at every single inn, and then I think you got your mounts changed into broomsticks. Hmm. So basically, like our sparrows changed into broomsticks. Bungie, why are you not doing this?
oh my god, that's a great idea.
That's a great idea. And then every year, like, they kept that base saying, yeah, you would go trick-or-treat around inns. And then they would add, like, one more thing. So maybe next time we'll see, you know, a public event where, you know, the Grim Reaper or something comes and you can kill him and then get a consumable that turns your sparrow into a broomstick. Something like that.
I want to be clear here. I'm not disliking what they're doing here. I like it. I think it's really fun. I'm having a great time, you know, trick or treating and, you know, filling up the candy sack. I think that's great. My question is this what we're paying for with Tess Everest, right? Obviously we're not paying for this one, but is this the future of Destiny that we're paying with Tess Everest? Are we going to get, you know, Dark Below style DLCs? Are we going to get House of Wolves style DLCs in the future of Destiny? That's what I'm curious about right now.
I think that we're going to get slightly less than Dark Below style DLCs. Mm-hmm. So we'll get like, you know, maybe, okay, here's this small story update. There are two new strikes. Here's a new PvP map. And then, you know, maybe an exotic weapon or something tossed in there. Mm-hmm.
So do you think we're still going to get paid DLC or you think they're going to be free from here on out?
I think we're probably going to get this stuff like this, and then we'll probably see Destiny 2, and then it'll start up again.
So you don't think we're going to get a Cabal-themed raid or
the major draw to Destiny, aside from sniping gods and PvP and stuff, I think the raids are the big draw. I mean, how many people tuned in on Twitch when the first raid when King's Fall was being
streamed? I think we peaked at 12,000.
We peaked at 12,000 viewers. And Destiny was the number one thing viewed on Twitch by a very mm-hmm. wide margin.
I think hard mode, I think Goth had 60,000 at one point.
Yeah. Yeah, like huge, huge numbers being pulled in. People are very interested in the raids, so I think this whatever DLC funding thing we're doing by buying crap from Tess Everest, I hope that's going to funding a new raid. We don't know what to expect because we haven't seen this type of thing in this game.
But
yet.
If this is a replacement, if this is the kind of activity that's a replacement for getting Dark Below or House of Wolves style DLC, then to me it's not a good replacement.
No, it's absolutely not a good replacement. I not to change the subject, but I mean all this basically is here's a bunch of cosmetic masks, dress up as whatever you want, and then here's three quests that require you to go collect masks anyway that give you more masks. Do you think we'll see any more from this event? Because there were those three quests, and it feels like, you know, maybe completing them would lead to something else, because that seems to be the way Bungie likes to time gate things.
Those
now
are raisins.
And those raisins are totally going to be
some of the raisins unlock.
Doesn't it say to dismantle them in the description of the raisins?
I think people are looking into that a little bit too much, because I saw a lot of people in the comments like, there's totally going to be, like, people seriously posting there's going to be a thing you can buy if you kept all three raisins. I'm like, no.
No, I don't think so.
There's nothing that's going to be buy. It's a joke. It is literally
a joke. Yeah, it's a good joke,
Garrus Morn. Yeah, it's a very good joke, but...
you know, I like what Destiny's doing blue? Right now. They're kind of... They're, like, bit piecing stuff out right now. Like, we got a new Crucible map this week. That was cool. You know, jumping into that Crucible map, it was a complete surprise to me. All of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute, I've never been here before. We got this new Halloween event. We got... What else did we get this week? Oh, we get Trials for the first time this week. You know, there's also... I like how they're doing this, right? Like, last week, we got a new exotic. The week before that, we got a new exotic. I like this. But it's not going to build like that big hype that a new DLC is going to build, right?
Right, but the thing is, I don't think they're intending for that right now. And that's why I'm saying we keep in perspective that this DLC that they're releasing, or not DLC, I shouldn't call it that, but this content release that they're giving
like
us
right now.
Like
seasonal event?
Yeah, the seasonal event is literally a month and a few weeks after the release date. So this is like what's to be expected on an off release or an off-season release.
I'm down with that, because if we get what we're getting now, plus we get like another cool big piece later, maybe a little bit after Christmas or something, I'd be down with that.
Nice,
that'd be amazing.
Nice giant roast to chew on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
One of the things in that Kotaku story was that, you know, this is how they're planning on doing it in year two. And, you know, they had to come to Activision with this and say, you know, we don't have time. It's too hard to make these huge DLCs, you know, twice or three times a year. So this is how we'd like to basically bring in money instead of selling DLCs. That's what that Kotaku story kind of reported. I don't know if we can believe all of that or if, like, it's a half-truth, but it's got me worried. I'm worried. I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm. I think that's hard to be worried about it.
That we're not going to get any, we're not going to get the big content releases. We're not going to get raids.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. We might even get a raid, but what if we get a raid and there's no like story attached to it, right?
I want a damn raid.
I do. I want a raid. I definitely want raids. Yeah. And I'd like more than two a year, to be honest with you. I don't know if that's realistic.
I don't think that's realistic for their development schedule.
To properly design a raid, no, it's not realistic in the scope that Bungie
like,
wants
I don't
to
want,
do.
I don't want two a year is ends. Definitely. I don't possible. Want 3/4 ends.
Yeah.
Think about how starved you were for content when the House of Wolves was coming out.
Oh yeah.
I mean, if they could make two Taken King quality raids, I'd be pretty happy. I don't like you all said. I don't want a Crota's End again.
No one wants a Crota's End.
I would be down for two Taken Kings a year.
Two Taken Kings a year. I want three. I want three, mainly because the progression time, 4 months is adequate time to like clear through a raid, fully progress your character, and then be at that like end stage of I have the absolute best gear possible for around a month and a half or so.
That's... What if these challenge modes are going to present a different angle on that, where you do normal, and then you do hard mode, and then you do challenge modes, and so it stretches it a little bit further on that progression? And maybe challenge modes are going to unlock light level 330.
Maybe.
Just thinking out loud on it, you know.
Well, like I was saying, the Dark Below killed me. I hated that thing. But this recent raid was really fun. Like, I thought it was a lot of fun. I still like to do it, so I guess it just depends on the quality of the raid.
But what weapons are you using from the raid, if anything?
I still have not gotten the pulse rifle. I've done it every week. I still haven't gotten the
same,
pulse.
Same, actually. I got the auto rifle once. I haven't gotten a single primary since.
Really? I got the pulse and I deleted it.
Really?
Yeah, I just didn't like it. It was at an early time. It was one of the first guns I got. I think I infused it into something else that I needed.
It's surprising at first because it feels like it's got a ton of recoil. But it's all like visual recoil, right? It's like the bullets actually have a good grouping, but the gun flies up in the air while it's happening.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Because that was one of the first things I thought too when I got the weapon and fired it. I was like, Jesus, this thing has recoil. And then upon using it, I'm like, all these bullets are landing on headshots.
Yeah.
But the gun is kicking like a horse.
I want to know your opinion of the raid sniper, because I'm so conflicted on it.
That's probably the only weapon I liked in the whole raid. I really don't like the weapons they had in the raid at all. That like the sniper, which I didn't get until the hard mode. The weak hard mode came out. That was the first time I finally got one to drop. And then I got three of them. Go figure. It has a lot of aim assist.
Yep. Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. Yeah.
It's aim assist is stupid.
Yeah, I like it, but you know, it doesn't snap off the revive. Mm-hmm. So trials, it's not optimal.
So how high do you value res?
Yeah, well, in Trials, it's a huge deal, because Trials is so different from all the other PvP. You're trying just to, you know, get the round done with, and when you get one kill, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. You have the advantage.
You have a massive advantage.
You kind of swarm them, and if you have that sniper that can pull off a revive snipe, or snipe through shield, it's a big deal.
You guys don't like the heavy machine gun?
I like it.
Oh, I love it.
I love
it. I like it for PvE, but I don't like it in PvP. Why not?
In PvP, and specifically Trials, like, rockets.
Yeah, rockets are just so good. Just
rockets.
Even with the the grenades and horseshoes being nerfed. And
there was that one from Arms Day, like, I think 2 weeks ago. That was insanely good. Yeah.
Right. They're every once in a while, but it's not like... It seemed like there was a lot more of them in year one.
Yeah.
Well, because I honestly, in year one, they had no idea what they were doing with stats. I'm gonna toss that out there.
I think that's fair.
Because learned a lot. All the weapons were just too good. A majority of the weapons were, like, stat wise, they were just too
clearly
damn good.
They learned a lot. Look at the Hawksaw.
I hear that's a good gun.
Now, what's a good role for
anything?
That?
It doesn't matter. The thing's a beast.
Full auto max stability.
Yeah. Playing against the full auto max stability is kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
So I've been using a villainy, and it dropped.
Yeah, that thing's good too.
Yeah, it dropped with counterbalance, hand laid stock, and grenadier. I've been.
Is that a time on target?
It's basically Nerwin's Mercy.
Nerwin's Mercy is that really good? Hovey, have you used No Time to Explain?
No, I was way too lazy doing the ghost thing. Haven't done it.
I don't love that gun.
I've heard.
It's basically like the raid. It's like the raid one. The muzzle flash combined with like the plating they added on the side of the weapon. You can't see what you're shooting at if they move.
How did you guys feel about the raid fusion rifle?
Oh my god, it's like one of the worst weapons I've ever had to use. It's terrible.
Sounds cool.
What were they thinking with that?
I don't know. It's great for infusing into other things. My black spindle is up to 318 now.
Nice.
Yeah, I get like three of those fusion rifles every time I run the raid, it seems. I have five sitting in my bank currently, but all of them are at like 300, just in case I get a secondary sniper that I like, I can immediately get it to a usable.
You know, it's messed up too, because I never got the fusion rifle out of the Vault of Glass or out of Crow's End. I never got either one of those, and they were both really good.
Yep.
Wow.
I love
they the finally End give us I finally this. Get one, and it is complete garbage. I'm not salty though, whatever.
No, not at all. It doesn't sound like that at all.
I mean, on the bright side, it sounds cool and it looks cool, but yeah, it's pretty bad.
Pulse rifles, we kind of went over the ones to get, right? So,
well, I mean, basically, if you need a good primary weapon, you either get a godly rolled scout rifle, only the Suros 47 or the 43. If you can get one of those style rifles rolled with full
the
auto.
The one from Arms Day.
Yeah, the one that from Arms Day really
just
was
beautiful.
Really good. Full auto, max stability on it. So you can, you know, just basically be a better auto rifle or get a pulse rifle. And pretty much any pulse rifle works.
Anything works for pulse rifles. Red Death is still a beast. Hawksaw is unbelievable. It kills so
Red
fast.
Red Death, Bad Juju, PDX, whatever. Basically only like two or three pulse rifles that you can't use.
Yeah, I was surprised actually how good the Raid pulse rifle felt in the Crucible. Because I was just thinking that kick was going to be so bad. And then getting to use it, I was like, oh, wow. This might
right at the time you're ready to fire it again, it's like right. It's aimed exactly where you left it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. I was kind of surprised. So if you're listening and wondering what you could use, and if you have one of those Smite Marins that drop for you, then that's a good option.
You guys know what weapon type is actually pretty good that no one uses apparently?
Auto rifles.
The high rate of fire auto rifles.
Yeah, or like
Athian's Epilogue rips people apart. Wow. That thing's insane.
It's nasty. Actually, it was really sad when I was getting No Time to Explain footage for the review. And I kept losing to that style of auto rifle.
The Arminius D, the one that dropped at the Arms Day, that thing's really good.
Yep.
I'm kind of surprised no one uses them.
I've never liked them.
When someone's at like in red bar health, I much prefer to like aim at their head and then hit like once or twice than to have to hit their body, compensate for recoil, hit them a bunch of times with an auto rifle. That's basically what it comes down to. I like the satisfaction of a higher damage semi-automatic weapon.
Yeah.
And
And that's basically what's going to dominate PvP.
So Omnigol, I guess, was a thing, right?
Oh, yeah, the Grasp of Malak. Yeah.
Did you participate in that, Hovi, since you do stream?
Yeah, well, I didn't stream it, but I did it with a couple buddies from Resolute, and we all got one. But did you get a good roll? I don't know. I don't really like it that much. I didn't get a great roll. I got perfect balance, and I don't remember the other two. But I don't know. It's so quick. I don't like the recoil of it too much. With Oversoul Edict, I liked it because you could just hold down the trigger. Mm-hmm. With this, it's kind of, you have to use it a lot to get used to it, at least in my opinion.
I got one with a counterbalance on it, and it seems to do some good work. Army of One, counterbalance, and you know, the middle row, I just lightweight and feather mag. But I'm with you, Hovi. I don't like the arc. I don't like that type of pulse rifle. I like more of a messenger style, like heavier impact, slower rate of fire type pulse rifle. So I got one. I heard people were talking about this Omni farming. What do they call it? Omni farming
two,
or
two blues? Give them two blues.
Two blues, two blues or whatever they.
Because that's all things. You usually see.
Yeah, like
two blue
and green. And I got prepared to do, you know, like this. I was like, okay, I'm going to get one. I'm going to just, you know, grind for the next however long it takes. And literally on like the third or fourth time of doing it, I got one and it was a pretty good roll. And I'm like, okay, I'm done doing this. You know, that's good.
It was funny.
But and it was average roll.
Yeah, triple wreck. Like he streamed it for like 4 or 5 days straight. Like that's all he was doing. Cause he wanted a god roll. And I mean, he did get one. He did eventually get one. But then I think Broman went in
first
there.
First try.
Broman or T-Wex. And like, I think it was like the fourth try. He got the exact same roll.
Do you all think he was trying to make a point about how like annoying it is to grind to get a good gun? He was trying to make that point.
The triple wreck was doing that?
Yeah, because I mean, he streamed. One of his streams was like 24 plus hours straight.
It was just
all he did was Omnigol over and over again.
Yeah.
Yep, for like 20. Mm-hmm. He made a clan called Two Blues.
Yeah.
And someone made an account, I think it was Omnigol, and subscribed to him on Twitch during the stream. Like, it was that long.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
I think somebody came into the chat on Planet Destiny was like, he needed to do an intervention on Triple Wreck. I was like, oh,
yes,
that's still happening.
Yes, we need. I asked him if he wanted to play the raid. I had a spot open for the raid, and he sent me back a message and said, not done with my PVE commitment right now, farming commitment or something like that. He said, it was like he was contracted to do this thing. And he was just in the middle of that farming.
That's pretty amazing.
I don't know if he was making a statement on it. What type of statement do you think he was making one?
Well, personally, I've been struggling to get a good 1,000-yard stare, and it's kind of been...
Oh, my God. Kind of tell annoying. Me about
I,
it.
Basically, I think all the major snipers are using the exact same one. Like the one that you get from the end of the quest with Firefly and Short Gaze.
The thing is I got so used to Snapshot that I like need it on my sniper, otherwise it just feels sluggish.
Which quest is that, Patrick? Because I don't have
Taken
that one.
Earth one, I think.
Yeah, I think all that's right. What it
I'm
is.
I'm going to have to go do it, because literally I've gotten 5 drops of 1,000-yard stare, and they're all just these horrific scopes. They're all like, I'm you know, miles and miles away scope.
At least you're getting them to
I
drop.
Haven't gotten
every
a single
time
one
I
drop.
Have a special... Yeah, exactly. Every time it's a conviction or time burden, proof of burden, some shotgun.
Yes, those I've got thousands of those.
Does anyone else
on this?
Yeah, Tempty, shut up. Okay, does anyone else, when you get like a heavy weapon, do you only get a Diluvian 10/4?
Yes,
Holy
shit. Okay, did Bungie
How
not
many of
say
those?
We're changing the loot system so you're not going to get the same drops
they
over
said
and over?
That. They
swear,
said that.
I swear to God, every single time.
They lied.
Everyone. Every time.
They lied.
Every time.
It's that one or another machine gun, but I can't
Ruin
remember.
Wake, yeah.
Ruin
I always get the long
No, the Ruin Wake is actually decent.
Long Fargon. I'm like, how many of these do I... How many of these do you want to give me, Bungie?
The overwhelming opinion, though, is that everyone's getting like the exact... same weapon over and over and over. And for me, I'm like, hey, can I please get, you know, a rocket launcher or something? No, I
You know what my rocket launcher is for PvP? The exotic arc sword. That's my rocket launcher for PvP. And honestly, it is a better rocket launcher. But still, it's like I sometimes I just want to shoot a rocket, and I have not gotten one. And I'm not going to spend 150 marks on it when there's still other exotic weapons I need to buy so I can re-review them in like a month or whatever.
Yeah, I guess that's my problem, because they made a big deal about not being able to re-roll stuff, which I understand, because everybody was getting
God rolls
everything so quick. Yeah, but when I can't get any of the weapon I want, it's kind of frustrating.
I haven't gotten a single sniper rifle to drop for me from secondary weapons. I always get a Havoc Pigeon or some other sidearm. Like, I get a sidearm.
I get sidearms, too. I always get sidearms.
Yeah, I get a lot of sidearms.
It seems like it's very heavily weighted towards one weapon type for that engram.
Part of the problem is that the engrams are heavily weighted towards armor now instead of weapons. So when you do get a legendary to drop, it's most likely armor.
Yeah.
And I think...
Well, the other thing is, when I have gotten a sniper to drop, it's been the same one every time.
The Tao Yuan.
Every single time. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's a Tao Yuan. It's like, no, I want the LDR. That's a Vanguard weapon. I should be able to get it. Nope, it's a Tao Yuan every time with, like, you know, Underdog and Exhum or something on it.
I hate that sniper.
Yeah, I think I got... I had one. I had 2,000-yard stairs drop for me. And one of them had snapshot.
Hey, Tefty.
Snapshot ambush.
Remember when I said shut up? That's
don't
still
bring this. I think it was life support. Also, I was pretty happy.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
I've been having this problem with the raid drops too. My raid drops. I've gone through the raid on all three characters every week, and I've never gotten a helmet to drop. I'm getting hard mode drops at 310. Like, it's been unbelievably bad. Unbelievably bad.
Interesting.
I didn't get a helmet at all until I did the hard mode, and then I got a helmet from the hard mode. But it's interesting. Speaking of loot drops in the raid, how they're doing normal, and if you didn't do normal but you did hard, how they're dropping both sets. I like that.
Yeah,
I think it's better.
They're dropping both sets of. Moldering shards for me anyway.
Oh no. I'm so sorry, Briar. Is it really that bad?
I've got like
50
moldering shards right now.
Ah, that's too bad.
Oh man. Well, you know that exotic chest in the jumping puzzle? The Wall of Dicks? So that one I haven't gotten a drop from that. It's always like, heavy armor, heavy ammo synthesis, special weapon synthesis, and that's it. Maybe some moldering shards.
It was like 2 or 3 weeks, and I was still questioning if that was actually an exotic chest. Because I had never actually seen anything drop out of it. For anybody,
I've gotten one every week from it, so I cannot complain.
What'd you get, Patrick?
I've gotten a 310 Jade Rabbit, a 310 set of gloves for my Titan, a 310 set of Omkar's Grass. Like, pretty much I get an exotic out of there on one of my characters every week.
Wow.
I still haven't seen someone get it in my whole party.
Yeah, it's... I can't get a 1,000-yard stair to drop, but I can get some exotics.
With Crota's End, like, eventually you felt like you were going to get something. With this, not only are you waiting to get, like, the helmet, but then you get the helmet and it's 311. You're like, shit, now I got to wait to get the helmet again because this one sucks.
Do you think it's weighted?
I don't like the system.
It might be weighted, though. So it's not just pure RNG, but, like, until you get 315 or higher, you're not likely to get those drops as often.
But I can't get it because I keep getting 311 drops. Like, I can't make any gains. That's my problem with it.
Yeah, I hear you.
It's like I go through the raid, and every drop I get is 311. I've got the heavy machine gun like 5 times, and it's never dropped above 312. Not that I'm salty, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I'm not getting that from you at all.
It's like we pretty much had everything, though.
Oh, I had everything after 2 runs, and then I took like 3 more runs to get my Crux of Crota.
Yeah, and I feel like that just happened too quick. Progression is nice right now. Like you have some gains that they may be small, but you can at least measure them per week.
I wish there was like a way that you could specialize your character and be like, I want to specialize in long-range weapons, so then you will start getting drops more geared towards scout rifles, more geared towards sniper rifles, more geared towards whatever a long-range heavy weapon would be. You'd get more drops geared to that, so you can at least weigh your RNG
more in the direction of a weapon you would want instead of just the wide encompassing, you know, crap shit show that this RNG is.
Imagine if they didn't take year one weapons out, like they just added more weapons.
Oh, Jesus. They kind of did that with this one as well. Like in PvP and PvE, we're still getting year two versions of some of those year one weapons. I got that party crasher with rangefinder, small bore, and then field choke. It was like the absolute god tier role that you could get. What do you guys think about like the idea of maybe making your specializing your character? Because you know MMO aspects of a game. You know, I want to specialize my character in this, so then we can do that. Maybe I don't know.
They're doing some of that specialization with that may be a direction that they're going because of the specialization with the weapons through gunsmith, the arms day weapons. I like it. I like that you have some choices to make when you decide to play as a hunter. I'd like to see it even further where I think if they add more weapons and they start specializing it and you do a quest as a gunslinger or as a blade dancer, that's the weapon or a piece of armor that you can use that accentuates or has that class's benefits to it.
Exotic armors.
I fear that's going to make PvP even more broken. Because as it is, there's already so many things in the subclasses that kind of, you know, when Blade Dancer before the patch, Quick Draw Blink was just obviously stronger than everything else. But like, if we have these class specific weapons, I feel like it's going to make that even more apparent. Like Talaylock, I already feel like that thing's kind of better than any of the other class weapons.
Yeah. For PvP, like when Talaylock is good, it's good. Ace of Spades, it's like, hey, this is, I mean, it's an overall solid weapon, but you're never going to be like, ah, damn, Ace of Spades.
And still Piercer, it's good, but there's nothing special about it like there is with Talaylock.
It doesn't res snipe. Yeah. The sights are actually off-centered some.
That really is.
Proper hunter weapon.
The sights are off-center.
Yeah. Have you noticed that, Hovi?
Yeah, I noticed. And just to clarify, I'm sure some people would be like, of course it's not in the center. That's how all snipers are. But it's literally like...
It's slightly off to the left.
Yeah, yeah. I guess because all snipers are technically off-center to some degree, right? Because they're below the center of the screen.
Yeah. All like, you can... I measured it. They're about... I think it's about 3 centimeters off the center of the screen. They're all below.
I'm pretty sure... Halo was, I mean, when they made Halo, that's how they made it. I think they introduced that style, I guess, to make it like, to add verticality to the maps so you can see up easier. I'm not sure
common reasons is most people like look down when they're running a bunch. So it's to hopefully combat that.
Do you know if Bungie was the first company to implement that? I never knew.
No, I don't think so.
They weren't?
I think that's just an overall thing that they've... A lot of companies have done.
I know Halo CE was the first game I've ever seen that did that.
Mm. Bungie is kind of the ones that like to define the FPS genre. A lot. I know on the computers, like a lot of FPS games on computer, it's like direct center of the screen. Like I would get dental floss and then make an X on my screen.
What was that Warlock helmet that Sir sold last week that we didn't think was going to be a year two?
Dire.
Skull of Dire
Omkara. I thought that was interesting. That opens things up.
You think that means they're gonna slowly add all the exotics?
I think it might mean that.
I just want Nolan Beyond and Mida. That's all I want.
I just want my boots of Omkara.
I want the bones.
I already have the bones of Omkara.
Yeah, give me the bones.
I want jump pants.
Bones would be nice. I wonder if that's actually a bug. Now that I think about it, yeah, because on stream,
I think it might be.
Yeah, on stream it happened for me too. I saw it and I was like, oh, that's interesting. I didn't realize that was available or in the kiosk, and then afterwards people pointed out. I was like, oh yeah. And so it does actually make me wonder if it's a bug.
Another thing that I wanted to ask you guys about, because I haven't heard about this in a while, what about that secret room?
No, let's talk about that.
Does anybody know
about that more?
Well, with the hard mode, has anyone looked at it?
Yep.
Yeah,
since what's up with that, man?
It's a thing. It's there.
They just legit.
I think it is what they say it is.
I mean, Luke Smith had to actually tell people stop looking at it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it'd be really interesting.
To all our sins.
It'd be really interesting if he said that, and then it turns out there was a secret. Because then we'd be like, we can't trust anybody from Bungie.
Right. There was another video I saw last week where somebody had kind of jumped out of the map somehow and found another whole area of Crota's...
That's incredible. Yeah, the Mat Cannon?
Yeah, the Mat Cannon. Yeah. And it was like...
What's a Mat Cannon?
It's like a big Halo orbital thing? Gun kind
it's,
of thing.
It's like magnetic something charge. Like some magnetically armored cannon. Something like it uses magnetic force to launch its munitions.
Okay, so like a railgun?
Yeah, it's like a giant railgun.
Yeah, like artillery, basically.
Magnetic accelerator cannon.
What's cool about it, though, is that this guy got out of the map, he found this whole huge area inside the raid, and there's like different stuff that we haven't seen in the raid yet. It's clearly just a piece that, you know, is not meant to be seen, right? It's like maybe it was part of the development. They found it easier to just build it from scratch than keep going with what they had. So they just, you know, dismantled it, or they didn't even dismantle it. They just kind of got us out of there.
Honestly, I think that's what it is. It's just it's like a leftover of the development process.
But very cool. I mean, it's, but I think maybe that's what that little secret basketball court area might have been. It's like, you know, they can probably get there. So why don't we just add a couple of,
Add one or two little things. Yeah. Okay, the door opens up if you do this, because that's like the whole standing near those things. That's shit. I could go. I haven't played with the Source Engine in like 10 years, but I could go load up the Hammer Map Editor and go code that in. I have no doubt that they built that. They maybe wanted to do something with it, but then like, we can't do anything with it. We don't have time.
By the way,
I was hoping the challenge modes or something would have something to do with it.
That'd be cool.
We might see something with challenge modes. I wouldn't doubt it.
I would doubt it. I think he pretty much definitively said, look, this is what this is. Yeah. Like, he's just trying to save us some time here.
Yeah, I think Luke Smith put the nail in the coffin for that. But I think sure is link that Mat Cannon video in the description of this video, because I'm pretty sure people are going to be like, I need to see this. I didn't know about it, and it was Mr. Vodka Man off the stream was saying, hey, have you seen the Mat Cannon from King's Fall? And I was like, what? And I don't know. I haven't seen it. And then I looked at it later on, and I was like, wow, that is a legit other area that you can glitch into. Mm-hmm. And then this Mat Cannon that is basically hidden inside, almost like a Easter egg. Like they thought, it felt almost as if somebody put that there thinking, if somebody glitches into this area and then goes to this one spot, they're going to be able to
have to glitch into this area, you got to re-glitch out of that area.
It's incredible.
How watching him get there was really freaking awesome.
Is it a lot of like out of bounds stuff?
Yeah.
It's kind of random, but have you guys ever watched speedruns of Metro Prime?
I haven't.
No.
Not a Metro Prime.
I've watched a bunch of different games.
That's crazy. They do a lot of that stuff. Awesome.
Challenge modes were also announced this week. What do you think? Well, we don't really know anything about them other than that they are a thing.
I got a guess.
I don't think
this is actually going to be a new mode of the raid. I think it's just going to be, if you do something specific in the raid, you're going to get a specific reward.
So you think challenge modes are already available? We just haven't figured them out?
No, he said specifically it's not available yet, but I think it's going to be like, you know, you go to the war priest and you got to kill him a certain way, like by doing something stupid.
I think you're right, Briar. Like, you're going to have to use all 6 orbs on Golgoth. Yeah,
it's going to be like something like that.
I maybe detonating all the shit for Crota, like at once, you have to leave the raid and go kill Crota. not Crota, but
After killing Oryx on hard mode, you have approximately 30 minutes to kill Crota.
I have a feeling that those challenge modes are going to be something like what the skulls used to be.
Sure, from Halo, where it's a modifier.
Yeah. Yeah, and then if you complete that activity with that modifier on, you get a reward, and it's going to be an interesting mix of like a Nightfall type activity where you have certain sets of challenge of modifiers, but then you're going to have to do a specific thing.
I'm pretty sure for like War Priest, we're going to have to kill him with all of his modifiers active, or do it in a certain order that would just be hell to deal with. Luke Smith is a WoW nerd just like me, and I know he sure as shit played
AQ40, where one of the very first fights in there is this trio of bugs that if you kill them in a certain way, it's really easy and you get loot. Or you can kill them in this way that is absolutely aggravating, but you get better loot. So,
do you think they're going to rotate it each week? Or do you think all challenge modes are going to be available?
He said right we've seen 5/13ths of the raid or 5/12ths of the raid.
And when that was published, hard mode hadn't been released yet. So right now we've seen 10/13ths of the raid. So I'm pretty sure there's going to be 3 challenge modes, probably one for each big main fight.
Mm-hmm.
And then calcified fragments are the reward?
You get 1 calcified fragment each, but then maybe getting all 50 will give you the
ultimate exotic ever weapon.
Galathorn.
Galathorn.
It'll upgrade your first curse to have wolf pack rounds, so it'll actually be a good exotic.
Did you guys see the guy that soloed Crota with the Guitar Hero controller?
Yes. Or not
Guitar Hero,
the drum the rock pad. Band, the Rock Band yeah. drum pad. Holy yeah. shit.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
I love that there's people in the world that do that. Like, this just makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that the exotic sword in one hit brings down Crota?
Yep.
That's incredible.
That's awesome. And the ogres are like 2 hits. It's crazy.
We have such cool weapons now. Such interesting game mechanics where like you know you actually get to use your whole team mm-hmm. chaining supers properly and all this other stuff. I don't want to go back to just we're all gonna use Galahorn. Okay, empty the magazine, pop heavy synth.
The Galahorn will be back.
Do you think so?
I'm positive that we're gonna get it back.
My audio just went to crap. What's happening?
really think so. I think we're going to get all the year one exotics back. I think it's going to happen over time. And I think the Galahorn is definitely going to be one of those. It's not going to... They went through all that trouble of nerfing the Galahorn. They went through that controversy of nerfing the Galahorn right before Taken King came out. Why would they have done that if they were just... If the gun was going to be irrelevant anyway?
I don't know. You can say that for every gun, right, though? Like the Mida,
yeah,
everything.
I think Mida's coming back, too. I think all of the year one stuff is going to come back eventually.
It would make sense for a content release. Makes sense. Also, the Vex Mythoclast and the Necrochasm, specifically the Necrochasm, really never... It only had 1 week to shine.
Yeah.
That was it.
Such a glorious week for the Necrochasm.
1 week, and it was like, adios.
Have you gotten the Supercell?
No, I haven't gotten that drop yet.
I haven't gotten it either, and in PvP it drops in PvP it hits like you're getting shot by a heavy machine gun.
It's terrifying because you hear the electricity everywhere. If your teammate's next to you,
It's very good, but only in like that very specific circumstance.
On certain maps, it's great. On other maps, it's just terrible.
On like Black Shield and all the inside areas, it's just very good.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw Mr. Fruit's video on it.
No,
Black Shield. I didn't. He got like a 32 kill streak or something.
Jeez.
Oh, Jesus. No, I haven't seen it, but there are a couple maps that it's really good for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just kind of like you said, Black Shield.
It's basically the range you need to be doing. You need to be at like that perfect medium range where you'll easily land headshots. Otherwise, it's... And close range, too. Close range is very good as well. But otherwise, longer ranges, the recoil is way too slappy for it to actually land consistent headshots and kill someone in a timely manner.
And the Telesto. Those are the two that, for all the luck that I do have, those do not drop for me.
I don't feel bad for you at all.
I don't know. The Telesto's pretty good. I love that gun.
Yeah, I hear.
I've gotten it, like, I don't know. It dropped like 4 times
now. Really?
That's great. Bro.
And there are like 3 of them have been 3/10s.
People yell at me on stream about using that in the raid. I love using that gun. It just drops everything.
That's a great.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You don't even have to be accurate. You just like you blow it at somebody, and you can turn your back because you know they're gonna die.
Very good PvE weapon. I mean it does work on ogres.
Yeah, it really does.
In that fight, and you don't need to worry about hitting precision shots. You just, I'm gonna put these on their stupid faces.
Yeah,
and put pop rocks all over them, and they're gonna die.
Yeah, sometimes I'll use the black spindle against those ogres in the Oryx fight, and it's like with that, you're so concerned about hitting those criticals that it can actually slow you down. But with,
mm-hmm.
I, I hate those ogres, man. Sometimes they just run.
Yeah, they do. They truck for sometimes. Reason. Mm-hmm. But with the Telesto, you just spray at them and they're going down. You could be across the map spraying at them and that thing hits like a truck.
All right, so Hovi, you have no problem getting to the lighthouse. There's a lot of people who do.
Yeah.
Now, they in the weekly update, they talked about making it more difficult to get there.
As a player, I like it, but as a streamer, I kind of don't. Because now I can't, you know, I was planning on trying to do like two subs like at a time. And now it's probably not going to work like that because I'm going to need someone that's reliable. Like, I don't know if you guys know the Manigator, mm-hmm. but I play with him a lot.
Yeah, great. He's kind of Manigator's awesome. Yeah.
He's like my butt buddy pretty much when it comes mm-hmm. to trials.
For sure.
So I feel like I'm going to have to play with him in order to carry, not carry, but help people through. So as a streamer, it kind of stinks, but as a like competitive person, it's great. I like it.
So, you know, getting to the lighthouse is going to be harder now. Let's see. Pone asks a thought on end game level rewards without reaching Mercury.
Huh.
So are we getting their hard mode type rewards are happening when you reach, you know, the lighthouse, right?
Right.
And you're getting drops as you you're winning matches. Do you think that the lighthouse should have hard mode raid level things? Are we getting new styled armor and all that stuff? What do you guys think of the rewards that we're going to get?
I think this will benefit PvE more, PvP more, sorry. But it's going to be high light level, which is good because you want to be high light level for mm-hmm. Iron Banner or for Trials of Osiris.
And that goes into a question from Lego. He says, where do you draw the line between your favorite gun versus higher light level? Your favorite gun, or would you go for the gun that has a higher
test light level? Test it out and see if it does what you need it to do at the light level it's at.
Yeah.
Definitely. If you've got a PvP gun, like if you got a favorite sniper rifle that can res snipe without upgrading it, don't upgrade it. Like there's no reason to waste it. Like if you got a 1,000-yard stare sitting at like 302 and you're not planning on using it in PvE anyway, why upgrade it farther than that?
See, the way I was interpreting that was the wrong way because I was thinking, if I want to use No and Beyond, let's try it. But he's probably comparing like 290 to 310.
Yeah. So right. I really like the Defiance of Yasmin. Like I absolutely love that sniper. But
no res.
It's at 319, so maybe, just maybe, if I go against someone who's low enough light level, I'll be able to res snipe with it.
That's true. I didn't think about
probably
that.
Probably not.
Because I've got a 318.
It's the exact same scale as Iron Banner, so there can be a 20 light level difference, and it's not going to make that huge of a difference. It's going to be the equivalent of like a, you know, if say your sniper rifle would normally do like 100, they're just like say if you're doing 100 damage on a shot, it's probably going to be doing about 115 ish or so.
I feel like the new light level is like 10 points of the new light level is roughly equivalent to the 1 point of the old light level.
We have an important question from Darian. He asks, wants Hovi to answer. Which emote will most likely replace teabagging?
I guess blowing a kiss is always there. The slow clap, that kind of hits you hard.
That one does hit hard.
What is that? What is that perfect emote that just you know, you want to find that guy on the map? What is that one?
Probably the slow clap.
Is it?
I don't know why. It just triggers me, man. Triggers.
I'm not going to lie. I slow clap, but only if it's like, I feel like there has to be a situation for it. You can't just slow clap because you killed a guy. No, you slow clap because that Sunbreaker just got, you know, I stuck a sticky grenade, or I stuck a trip mine to you, and I got a headshot on you to kill you.
No. I'm going to slow clap because he popped his super, then he jumped off the map. It's got to be his fault. Like, it's got to be something he did.
Yeah. They get heavy, they spin around and kill you and shoot themselves.
They shoot a wall, yeah.
You know, hit the wall and blow themselves up, yeah.
I should clarify, I don't actually get, like, mad, but, you know, it gets to me a little.
You're on my radar. You're on my radar if that happens. It's like, exactly. You're teabagging? Well, I wasn't really paying attention, and now I am, just to find you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it annoys me a little when they do it after it's like a 3-on-1. Like, yeah. How am I going to win that, yeah. You know? And then, of course, when I do kill them back, I just go in for the teabag.
Yep.
What maps we're going to see, a couple different people, Pacheco and one other person asked, what maps do you think we're going to get? What map is our first trials map? Is it going to be one of the new ones?
What's that new map that got released this week? That would be a good trials map.
Cathedral?
No. Oh, God, no. No.
It's so big. I feel like
that map's so big. Yeah, it's deceivingly big.
Yeah, it's really big. The sight lines on it are deceptively large, and there's not a hell of a lot of cover once you're, like, actually out in the open. There's lots of little passages on it, but there's no real huge cover that you can actually get there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it'd be pretty good, because there's lots of different corridors you could duck into, and there's lots of ways you could flank your enemy. And I think it's big enough that you like could actually stay off their radar when you are flanking. I think it'd be pretty cool.
This might be an unpopular opinion, but I wouldn't mind seeing Memento.
I'm just going to say now, that's probably my least favorite map in the game. That and Sector.
Oh, God, I hate Sector.
Sector is the map I probably won't play.
Thankfully, Sector is a PlayStation exclusive map, so...
Okay, good.
Yeah, Sector 618, otherwise known as Cancer in the Crucible.
Oh, God, no, I really hope we're not going to see... Memento. What is it? Exodus Blue.
Oh, yeah, God, that's true.
No. I would like... Oh, yeah, I forgot about... I would like to see Bannerfall, actually.
Bannerfall would be good.
Yeah, no, Bannerfall, that'd be a fun Bannerfall feels good.
One of the only symmetrical maps, like pretty symmetrical maps in the game.
Yeah. I would hate to see Crossroads.
So, what are we looking at as far as the new team setups for Trials? Like, what do you guys think are going to be the right setup for three man? Is it all the same class? Is it three Titans? What is this map?
I'm going to guess we're going to see groups that have a Sunbreaker and then another Sunbreaker and then a third Sunbreaker.
You don't say. Wow.
Really? Three Sunbreakers?
Hmm. Huh. I don't know. Like, the super is like a hit super to win. It's so good.
This will be the first time, I think, that a Titan's ever been a recommended build for a Trials of Osiris. Though.
Striker. Playing my Striker Titan.
Yeah.
I enjoyed my Titan in general just because increased control jump was such a good movement ability.
Mm-hmm. And Fist of Havoc was the ultimate counter to any super.
Yeah. Or is that a Sunsinger that just popped up? I'm going to Fist of Havoc.
Or a Golden Gun, just hide around the corner and just wait.
Destiny LOTR. Asks, what's your prediction for the most used weapon to replace the last word in Thorn in Trials of Osiris?
Red Death.
Hawksaw.
Hawksaw.
Red Death, I think, would get Iron a lot Banner, of use
after Nirwin's Mercy.
Yeah, Red Death.
Bad Juju, Bad Juju I've seen everywhere right now.
Basically, pulse rifles. Just the archetype pulse rifles is probably
going to... I think Tlaloc will be... you'll start seeing Tlaloc a lot later on during a game, like halfway through, because people will switch to it.
Miss 5000 Watts, Ian and I, we were running some trials earlier today, just kind of get the band back together and have a jam sesh before the big gig tomorrow. And we ran into a Warlock. We were like, why isn't the Stormcaller popping a super? What is going on? And then I realized it was because he was using a shotgun, for the entire time. But then the one time I started getting hit by something that wasn't a shotgun, it was his Tlaloc. So it's very deceptive. You can hold on to your super, and then the other enemy team's like, why is he not popping it? Oh, God, why is he not popping it? And you're just sitting there, and you have a very good primary weapon.
Jack Ritchie, messaged us that. Is there any... What are your guys' thoughts on specific PvP perks?
For Hawksaw, if I could get one with that rolled with perfect balance and full auto, I'd be a happy camper.
Yeah, that's pretty dirty. That's pretty insane.
Can you get perfect balance? Yeah, you can.
Yes,
you can
get it perfect balance. It does roll on that. For the 1,000-yard stare, I'd love a better scope than what I've got in mine. What else would be good on the... I don't know. That thing's snapshot, like you said.
Short gaze snapshot. Short gaze is so good. I don't think people realize how much that helps.
Well, see, the real question is, what is your secondary? Because, and by that I mean, what is your primary? Because everyone knows your real primary is your sniper rifle.
I wish they would change that, honestly. I don't like that you can have your special out for the whole game.
Yeah.
It's kind of silly. But I have a Hawksaw. It's a pretty good Hawksaw. I have Nerwins, of course. I'm probably going to test a lot, honestly. Tomorrow, it's going to be a testing day. No, I haven't used First Curse, no. I haven't gotten it yet.
Don't.
I'm just a little lazy.
You're not missing anything. It's seriously one of the most depressing guns to use. Because it truly highlights how bad hand cannons are right now after that nerf.
Do you think they made that gun in year one before all this happened? It would be the nerfs and all that? And that's why that is? Like, they released an exotic like that in year two when the nerfs have all happened?
I'm pretty sure they designed these weapons pretty far in advance. Yeah.
Because it just makes me wonder, like, why would they make something that takes that kind of quest line and then have it be that much of a letdown? Hey, I've got a question for Hovi.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of people would want to know this. What would you recommend for people looking to increase their sniper game in general and get better as an overall sniper / PvP player? You know, more... How would you recommend people to get better at their sniping game?
I feel like sniping, more than any other playstyle, relies heavily on knowing the map and spawns and predicting where people are going to be. So, like, I'd never snipe in... Like, in Halo, I haven't been sniping much because I've just been running around the maps trying to learn them and learn where everything is. I think that's essential to being a good sniper. Don't focus too much on getting the headshot. A lot of people think, hey, I have to get the headshot, but you really don't. If the guy's not even looking at you, just get the body shot real fast. Maybe switch to your primary and finish it, but yeah, stuff like that. I guess awareness is what I'm going for.
So map awareness, understanding sight lines, understanding spawn points, and then...
I see people all the time that are like, hey man, my headshot percentage is 80%. Like, is that good? It's like, that's not the sole factor of what makes you a good sniper. Like, you... If my teammate just shot a guy and my sniper will finish it off to the body, I'm going to hit the body because that's the more reliable shot, you know?
It's about getting the kill, not the montage footage, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Montage is life, guys. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, that's why I'm going to be using Sleeper Simulant as my heavy tomorrow, just because it's going to be... I'm going to get that one
360.
Shot. Yeah, the 360... The 360 quickscope sleeper simulant triple kill with one shot. It's going to be great.
That ricocheted for every single kill.
The thing is, it's got a ricochet.
Yeah, no, that's the point. And when it does, oh, man.
Oh, man, that video of Teft getting killed by the ricochet.
Oh, yeah, when we were testing that out, it was so fun.
That killed me.
That was inspired because Holtz killed himself off the wall, and I was like, what? That's possible?
Yeah, I was like, I wonder if you can kill yourself. Oh my god, you can. Alright guys, that was the 42nd Planet Destiny podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to find more of me, you can go to planetdestiny.com and I do lots of the YouTubes and I stream on Twitch. Hey, by the time this is probably out, I might currently be streaming on the Planet Destiny channel doing trials. So you can go check that out as well.
I'm Briar Rabbit. You can find me at the Briar Rabbit on Twitter. You can find me on the Briar Rabbit channel on YouTube or streaming on Planet Destiny's Twitch page.
I am Tefty Teft. You can talk to me at Teft on Twitter. You can catch some of the streams that I do for Planet Destiny, usually in the evening times. And check out my personal YouTube channel as well, Tefty Teft Games.
And this has been Pope Bear. You can follow me on Twitter at Pope Bear. And I stream on the Planet Destiny channel and hang out with these losers every once in a while.
All right, this has been Hovi, and I have a YouTube, KJ Hovi. It's KJ Hovi for everything, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch. And yeah, hope to see you soon.
Well, thank you for coming on. I'm sorry the discussion couldn't be more snipe related, but you know, I think we got some good stuff going in that one.
I'm good. I just like listening to you all.
Well, thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next week.